Derek's in. He's playing tonight. What he has to offer the team, you know, we'll just bypass all, keep your game simple, keep the puck in front of you, work hard, and keep your shift short. So those are all. But I want to see what he's bringing to the table for our team, the energy on the bench. You know, how does he make us better when he's in the lineup? That's when all these new guys come in. That's what you're looking for. He's been in the league a while, but he's going to feel some focus tonight, some pressure. He wants to make a good impression. He wants to play well. Can he do that? And can he also bring something else? Enthusiasm, energy, some physicality to the game, create something, be solid at his own end, all those things. But you always watch when a new guy comes in. How does it affect our group? What impact does he bring?
Is there opportunity on that fourth line?
Very much so. So at the end of every season, I'll take the best game that we played and the worst game that we played, and I'll watch them back to back. It is shocking. It is absolutely shocking that it's the same hockey team. So over the course of any coach's career, you're going to have, well, there's going to be one of the 82 that's your worst game, right? Same coaches, same players. Let me rephrase this. This is where we are. You know, it's not who we are. Right. Whatever it is that's brought us to this point, we're going to get better and we're going to move forward. It's the real advantage of being so young. You know we're going to get better. The things that may have caught, and I wasn't here, so you got to give me some room on that. I don't know why it got to that point. I do know that just about every time a coach gets fired, it looks exactly like it did here. Right? You start coaching mistakes. You go from building your team to grinding your team to coaching mistakes to hating your best players to watching it on TV at home. I mean, that's the progression of how you become unemployed for all of us. But I'm not sitting here waiting for that other group to show up. We're doing different things by design on the ice, which is true when every new coach brings in. The stuff that we're doing here, I haven't used a lot of it in any other place of coach. Some of it I picked up last year, some of it from watching games, but the biggest bulk of it is this is a different kind of team that I've ever coached before. So we're going down that path. Like, we're going to hit a bump on a road here. That doesn't mean we're back on this road. I mean, the ugliness that's in the NHL game when you lose looks like that in every city. You know, it's the same, but we all get so focused on our team. This is where we're going. Everybody's on board. We're going to hit some bumps, but that doesn't mean we've changed direction. I'm aware that there's going to be always steps back. There's always. And when it does, I have a pretty good idea what it's going to look like, because I did see some of that. I don't know why it happened in the room. That part I don't know. Everybody goes through their stress. But right now, we're playing a fairly high energy, fairly focused game. The focus in terms of them knowing the way we're going to play, it's going to take a while to get those systems in place. Even when you teach them. We've done defensive zone coverage every time we've been on the ice, with the exception of one day. So I know it's coming, but I don't know that it's going to look exactly like it may look to you like it did in the past, and it may look different to me because I didn't see it. So we'll talk about it when I'm sure you're going to let me know when that day hits. Somebody's going to ask if they're tired of my voice. Been here a couple of weeks.
Well, why do you do that at the end of the season?
What's that?
Why do you do that?
It happened by accident about 8, 9, 10 years ago. And I pulled out, I wanted to look at that. What were we good at when we're good, and what weren't we? And we played the LA Kings and lost 5-2 at home. Oh, my God. It was, and we had some stretches of brilliant hockey, and you're shocked. So that is the great lesson to a coach, or the great opportunity. What happened? You know, why is the confidence here and not here? The answers to all those questions are what coaching is. Why is my team playing this way one night and this way 2 months later, injuries, I understand that schedule. Right? So you look back and try to find all those reasons. You know, why is Tuomo Ruutu, and that was the player that stuck out, such a great player for us that year. I look back and said he had a phenomenal year, but there's a stretch of hockey in there where he really, really struggled. And I'm watching this game going, man, he doesn't even look like he can play in the league. And this was a great player for us. You know, why does that happen? You don't have, but you just try to learn, you know, trying to figure that puzzle out. Yeah, I do like them. I like the way they've played, and for good reason. I think I think they're going to get better, right? I think that the more time they can spend as pairs helps a D pair. Maybe, I believe, more importantly than the forward line. It's probably why we talk about pairs of forwards and the extra guy sometimes on each line, but, you know, having two of them work together. I'm also aware that, you know, gave up a bunch against Toronto. We gave a bunch against Trent, so we weren't quite as solid. But yeah, I've liked what I've seen from the group.
Exceeding expectations, or just?
No, I wouldn't say exceeding expectations, and that's not that they're underperforming. You've got a couple of defensemen, at least maybe four of them, that should excel in an environment where there are things in our end that they can count on. So they need a bit of that support. You've got a couple of defensemen that are just going to play get it better because we're not spending as much time, hopefully, in our end. And then, and as a group, those guys' confidence will grow. If the more things they see that are the same, and even if that's a breakdown, you know, the 15th time they've seen it, they understand it better. Less chaos, more, you know, we as a team want to do things that we can replicate. You know, you don't want to do anything that's just a one-off. And then with your mistakes, if you want to understand them when you see them, right when you see them, that's what happened on that play. Not how the hell did that guy get loose.
So you know. Just to follow up on that, do you believe that consistency breeds that consistent play?
Yeah, chicken and the egg. You know, it's like it's the Jacques Lemaire line. Why do they buy into your system? Because we're 8-1. If you're confident and you're doing things consistently and having, you know, you'll do what you have success with. So if you're doing it and it's working, you just keep doing it, and then you have confidence that it works and your ability to accomplish it. I believe he will be here today. The flight, I believe, back is today as a new dad. There's a bunch of things. First of all, clearly the speed. The second part of it is, you know, I thought we'd take too many penalties coming in, but you can't have a guy like that sit your bench if you get back-to-back. So if you get a block of time where he gets one shift in 7 minutes, you've taken your best shooter right now out of the game. So you say, well, we can use him. We can get him 30 seconds, right? Well, if you can use them for 30 seconds, why can't you use them full time? And with that speed, and when Evander was in the lineup, the two of them go out, we're trying to become more and more and more aggressive on our penalty kill in stages. If they can get the routes right with that kind of speed, like you got to think when Wheeler turns the puck up at the tops of the circles with it on his stick, we're going to generate some things going the other way. Even if they don't, the fear of that changes the power play a little bit.